This morning, our scripture reading is taken from the book of Romans, and it's actually the very first part of Romans, verses 1 through 17. So you can follow it along on the screen or in the pew Bibles, either way. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through him and for his name's sake, and received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and to non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel, also to you who are at Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. This morning, we're going to be introducing the letter to the Romans that Paul wrote. I want you to remember that this was written about the time of his third missionary journey. He was on that journey as he penned these words nearing the end of that, about 57 AD. We also hear from these words that Paul had not been to this group of Christians. He'd never been to Rome yet. We know he's going to end up spending a lot of time in Rome and end up writing other letters to other churches. But Paul started off to a group of people that he'd never met. And I think this is very important because we have to look at this letter and see what groundwork Paul was laying. He was laying the fact that he also was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to recognize that apostle means one who is sent. But he doesn't stop there. He says, you all are to be apostles. Have you ever thought about that? Paul was saying to this church, every one of you. So I want you to imagine him this morning standing right here saying, every one of you, you have been called to be an apostle. Did you hear Carolyn's message this morning she gave us as the Lord revealed to her her purpose? To praise, to worship, to let the name of Jesus be known. That is our calling. And that's what we are sent out to do. Now, some of us may be sent as Paul was on missionary journeys. And I have had the privilege, and if you grab your Sabbath recorder this month, you'll notice my article from a year ago when I made a trip to Puerto Rico with my lovely wife is in the Sabbath recorder about our wonderful trip and what God did there as we established our branch church, the Agape Seventh-day Baptist Church in San Sebastian, Puerto Rico. Now, some of us are called to stay in our Jerusalem. Do you remember when Jesus gave the departing words to his and gave the Great Commission? We're to spread the word starting in Jerusalem. Our Jerusalem may be right here where we live. And for those who may not know this congregation, we live all over Central Ohio. So there's only a few of us. In fact, we only have Marissa and Jamie that live in the town of Pataskala. Oh, that's right. Well, they're on the border. Their zip code is Reynoldsburg. So they live in my town. But we have been called to be apostles. So I want us to understand that we can't ignore that calling. And that means that as apostles, there's got to be a message. So guys, we have to have the message. What is this message that Paul said it is? The gospel. Sometimes we call it the good news. We do have good news. We have good news, but sometimes we only couch it in one aspect. How many times have you heard the preacher preach about you need to be saved? Why do you need to be saved? Because you don't want to spend eternity in hell. Right? He's telling the truth. But there's so much more to the message. Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly, starting the second that Jesus comes into our life. That's what we have been called to be apostles of. The good news of life now. The truth that Jesus has. You and I have been called. And we should be excited. Can you imagine Paul going out on the missionary journey? God sent me. I'm here because you all need me. You need my Jesus. Do you think Paul preached like that? Sometimes that's how we preach. We almost apologize about being a Christian. Well, I don't want to upset you, but do you know anything about Jesus? No, guys, we've got to realize that is not the gospel of good news. When you get good news, let me tell you, my wife loves a deal. And every time, I'm going to have to move this. Every time we go into a store and she sees a deal, she will buy it even if there's no one in our household that can wear it. We have bought shoes for this people of this church and she goes around, this is this size, can you wear it? Because it was such a good deal. That's the kind of excitement we need to have about Jesus. So if we can do it about shoes, then we certainly can do it about someone who has saved us and given us a new life. We should get excited about what He's doing in our life. When He blesses me with a new grandchild, you hear me shouting it from the tops of the ceiling, don't you? And you, all of you know that I have one new grandchild, 6 weeks old, and one on the way in the bun, due in February. And it's going to be a Van Horn boy. And I'm excited. So, Jesus, let's get excited because we are called to be apostles. So I don't want you to get out of church and let your faces droop. This morning I want you to recognize that we have a special calling. It is a joy. And we can do it in many different ways. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for Mark, because Mark has taken on the ministry of our sign. If you read the words out there, he put up this, the unseen guest. Makes you start thinking, who is the unseen guest at every meal? It's in front of a church. I bet you it has something to do with God. And it gets people to start thinking. And so I want us to realize that we all can have a ministry. A different ministry. You know, that ministry goes with us wherever we go. It even goes with us into our own home. We don't leave it outside the door. What is our home? It is a place of God's abode. Because He's the one who gave us our homes. He has given us every good and perfect gift. And we have been called to be that apostle of the good news. Now, it also, this scripture starts talking about righteousness. And I want us to begin to realize that there's a couple of things we need to understand about righteousness. One, we're going to later on get into more of Paul's words where he says, all our righteousness is as filthy rags. But he says there is a righteousness that is given and placed upon you because of what Jesus has done. So you see, even though we don't have the righteousness we need to get into heaven, it's placed upon us. But it takes this word that they end the whole chapter in. And you see, or the first 17 verses, Paul is introducing what he's going to be preaching about for the next several chapters of Romans. Because he's writing this letter to help them to understand what apostleship is, what righteousness is, what faith is. And so he's going to spend a lot of time. That's why this epistle was written to the Romans, who needed to have it spelled out, word for word, so that they could understand and grasp what God wanted to give them. So this introduction is simply that time where he says, okay, this is what I'm going to be talking to you about. I want you to know, one, you've been called. Hallelujah, you already have accepted Jesus. But this, you've been called to so much more. You've been called to be righteous. And so there's the righteousness that's placed upon us, and then there's the righteousness that we allow God to continue working in our lives. That righteousness is where we obey what He has told us to do, where we obey His word, and where we step out and become different than the rest of the world. Now, I want you to understand, when we look at the word faith, it is not simply believing that there is a heaven. I know a lot of people, and Paul said, and the demons believe. Are the demons going to be in heaven? No, they're not. So it's not simply believing in the existence. Our faith is when it becomes personal. When Jesus comes in. When we surrender to His Holy Spirit. When we let the Holy Spirit begin to walk in our life, ordering our steps, being able to share what we need to share. That's what faith is. Faith is, and James had really gotten tired of it. The church had said, we believe, we believe, we believe. But there was nothing different about him. And he says, faith without works is dead. But it's works done by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not you and I performing for God. It's you and I surrendering to God to do His work. That's what faith is. And until we adopt that kind of understanding, we say, okay, I'll just tell everyone about Jesus, and as long as they think that He was real, they're going to go to heaven. One of the saddest things that I have been to is a funeral where I'm not sure whether they knew Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, I'm not the one who makes that decision. Jesus said, He is the one who will judge the living and the dead, the quick and the dead. He will judge them. You and I don't have to worry about it. But you and I have a responsibility to try and share that message. If you've got a loved one that has not come to the place where they have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you need to keep living your life in a way that they can see the difference. See that you are sincerely seeking to follow Him. And that means that we learn to change our attitudes. Instead of always seeing the negative, or even if we see the negative, we choose not to say the negative out loud. We stop ourselves. Because the Bible says to think on whatsoever is pure. So when we see something negative, do we want to dwell on that? No. We want to change that. We want to change that circumstance. And you and I are called to be agents of change. That's what apostleship is all about. Agents of change. And I don't want to steal Andrew's sermon, because that's actually his title next week, Agents of Change. Okay? So, I'm not going to keep going down that path. I'll let him give you the double barrels on that next week. So, this morning we have been called as God's apostles. We have been called to allow His righteousness to be implanted upon us, to totally indwell us, called to open our hearts so that the Holy Spirit lives within us. We are called to then live as the light of the world. We are called to be apostles. Amen? Amen. Father, we do praise You for the work that You have done, that You saw a world that You loved that was in need of a Savior. And so You sent Your Son because You loved that world. And we are a part of that world. And we have been the beneficiaries of Your love. Thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.